الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم My most respected, honorable listeners, brothers, sisters, elders, young ones. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us still another chance to derive benefit from His vast treasures of mercy and of the blessings of Ramadan. We have 30 days, alhamdulillah, of Ramadan. And Allah has given us one more chance. Even though the odd nights are now finished. But still there is this chance of repenting and being saved from those people who are regarded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as ashqiya or shaqi, the unlucky ones, man haruma fi rahmatullahi azza wa jal. The one who has been deprived of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. So we have still got a chance. If right till now, for some reason or the other, we lagged behind and we were deficient in seeking sincere repentance, my respected brothers and elders, there's a chance. Treat this as a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when you're writing examinations, and it's a very important exam, your metric exam or some important exam in your life, and towards the end, you're looking at the time limit, and you feel, oh, you're not going to make it, you're not going to finish the paper. And suddenly, the examiner says, we're giving you an extension. You got another whole hour to fill in your answers. It gives you such a boost of happiness, ecstasy. You become elated because you've got more time and now there's hopes of you finishing your paper. This is what Allah Ta'ala has given us. Respected friends and elders, the entire month of Ramadan, we heard talks on taqwa, tawbah, istighfar, dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holding on to the Qur'an, following the sunnah of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you recall, right in the beginning, on the very first day, I said we are going to concentrate on those aspects, especially in the beginning days, about cleansing and purifying our heart, having a clean heart, making islah of our hearts. And this positive change has to come into our lives. We needed that, and we still need a spiritual rectification. This is going to be right till we leave this world. And the ulama and mashayikh give the example of a person who is a wrestler and there's a wrestling match. So it's a battle between ourselves and our nafs. And sometimes we have the upper hand over the nafs and we pin the nafs on the ground and we're able to control it. And there are times when the nafs gets a better hand over us and puts us onto the ground. But we have to stand up immediately and use all our might and courage and again combat nafs and shaitan and ultimately win the match. So we have concentrated on aspects like ghiba, the harms of ghiba, backbiting, pardoning our brethren, overlooking faults. We spoke about tawadu, humility. We spoke about not denigrating our Muslim brothers. Having a soft heart. Showing kindness to others. Speaking with rifq, with softness, with compassion. Fulfilling the need of our Muslim brothers and sisters. We concentrated on controlling our anger, and we showed different remedies from Quran and Hadith, how to control our anger. Then we also dealt with aspects regarding honoring our parents, fulfilling the rights of our neighbors. What about the orphans? And simple things like making salam, the etiquettes of salam, etiquettes of sneezing, when a person sneezes, and how you respond, what dua he must make, what dua we should make, when he says Alhamdulillah. We spoke detail on those etiquettes. And of course, respect for our elders. And there is something which is, lacking nowadays. And therefore, I regarded that to be a very pertinent and important topic to have spoken on. Then even visiting the sick. Because here again, we falter and we disregard the teachings of Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he taught us, etiquette when you go see a sick person, when you should go, how you should go, what are the mannerisms. And sidq, honesty in Islam. The importance of being honest. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. This is what I mentioned. That be, O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with the sadiqeen, those who are honest, those who are truthful. By means of their tongues, their hearts, they have sidq, loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not treacherous. They don't deceive others. They are not fake. They are not bogus. They are genuine. They are sincere. Then we even spoke about starting every good work with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Simple thing as saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We elaborated on the importance of tawbah, istighfar, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the significance of Laylatul Qadr. And very important was the value of time. We spoke about how important time is in our life. Time management. Not wasting our precious time, especially in the month of Ramadan. And then we spoke about the time to change has come. We need to now really, really, really make genuine, concerted efforts in our direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our qibla in our lives has moved the other way, and now we're going to turn it back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ramadan was the time for this practice and this tarbiyat and nurturing. It was a beautiful time to do this spiritual exercise. And we explain also salah. And alhamdulillah, many people gave me a very good feedback on this particular topic, getting khushu and khudu in one salat. How one should concentrate in his salat. And one person, very close friend of mine, he actually phoned and said, Maulana, alhamdulillah, I implemented what you said in that bayan. Already I started bringing that in my salah. I can feel the changes already. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we mentioned the various things that a person, and I said also that a person, when he wants to develop this khushu, then it begins right from the time when he is going to make wudu. And in his wudu also, he should make his wudu properly, fulfilling the adab, the etiquettes of wudu. Whilst making wudu, you shouldn't be talking about worldly affairs, because whatever you're discussing then is going to affect your salah. So if you got complete concentration on making wudu for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the masnoon duas, whilst washing different parts and masnoon du'as of wudu. And now you are conscientizing yourself, you're preparing yourself, you're cleaning yourself because you're going to stand before your master. So respected friends and elders, these were some of the topics that we discussed. And of course, these are not just topics that we should just, we heard it and then we have forgotten. No, it's something that we hear again and again. And these are things that we require to bring into our practical life. So inshallah, tonight, I'm just going to focus on a few points, just a few advices. I know many are very tired. So you can have rest, but still, tahajjud salah, we spoke specifically on the virtues of tahajjud. And I said, this is da'bu saliheen, the practice of every pious person. You want to be a buzurg? Then tahajjud has to be found in your life. Of course, there are many, many other things, like fulfilling the rights of Allah, fulfilling the rights of human beings. When it comes to certain aspects, we are able to do very well in the ibadat part. Maybe a person can give a lot of sadaqah, he's wealthy, a person can keep roza, a person has the ability to read tahajjud, excellent. But on the other hand, this we find many a times that the person is faltering and is very, very deficient when it comes to lending, when it comes to monetary dealings, when it comes to social dealings, social conduct. His akhlaq is deplorable. When it comes to giving people back the due, paying them on time, then the person now begins to delay, procrastinate, and he doesn't pay. Yet we find that he's listening for itikaf, mashallah, he's in the first saf, excellent, and he's going for Hajj and Umrah, but he hasn't paid people their due. That is incorrect. Estates haven't been wounded. Sisters haven't been given their share of the inheritance. Yateen children's wealth has been disconded. All this we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day of Qiyamah. So the rights of Allah and the rights of people. Both these things we have to make a genuine effort. Then inshallah we become kamil. Then we're moving towards getting our things perfect and right. So alhamdulillah the whole process of Ramadan, as I said, Hazrat Thani Ramadan said, Ramadan is a ladder. And each day, each rung, you're going up. You're ascending. And finally, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What is our whole purpose is gaining the taqwa. And we spoke about taqwa, the meaning of taqwa, etc. A very important now is we should make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing tonight, in our own dua, وَلِتُوْرَكَ صَلَاتُ الشُّكْرِ. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this great ni'mat of Ramadan. And despite the pandemic condition in the world, and despite the lockdown, we were still able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were still able to keep our roza. We were still able to read Quran in Taraweeh and Salat. Yes, of course, our cry is that the masjid must open. Inshallah, we'll see very soon, inshallah, with ease and afiyat. But Allah, alhamdulillah, it did not happen that now we were unable to keep our roza or read Quran or anything. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala accept, may Allah accept whatever little efforts we did. And as I mentioned the other night, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, after doing any good deed, they would cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they had this fear that perhaps this deed of mine has been rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not accepted. So out of the fear that my amal must not be rejected, they would cry and beg Allah to please accept this good action of theirs. And I mentioned even Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, after building the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, what better action there could have been than building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you find Rabbana taqabbal minna, and those who know Arabic, taqabbal minna. Ibrahim alayhi salam could have said, Rabbana اقبل منا فقبل يقبل accept, but what تقبل has got some تكلف. Wallah, we beg you, we implore you, like how we say, please accept it. Hazrat Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful incident to explain to us the position of our ibadah. how weak we are, how feeble our efforts are, that in reality it's not worthy of being presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still appreciates our actions, and Allah still accepts it. And he gives the example of a husband and wife living in the desert, very poor condition. And the news reached them that there is a certain king, a bit distant away, very generous indeed, and people are going there and he is seeing to their needs. So the wife, she encourages the husband. She says, why don't you go? So he gets the himmat to go. But before leaving, she says, you're going to a king, so you've got to take some gift. Can't go empty handed. And inshallah, if you give him some gift, like, you know, something that he does not have. So let's give him that, so he'll become so happy and he'll give us, something better in reward. So they take some water from their well and fill up a jug or jar, and he goes. He takes a long journey, very tedious journey, and finally he reaches his destination and he goes. You can see he's all covered with dust and hair is disheveled and very, you know, pitiable condition. He's got his jar under his arm. And finally, when it is his turn to come appear before the king, and he, you know, addresses the king with a lot of respect, and he says, "Bacha salamat, you know, I brought this gift for you." And the king tells his courtiers to open this gift, you know, thinking that it must be something, maybe something, some food or something nice that he has brought. And when they open, they see it's water, and the water had already gone very, very like stale. There was a stenchy smell coming out because he had carried this water for a couple of weeks on this journey that he embarked on. And the water had gone very, very stenchy, and it was not looking nice. But the king realized that this man has come from a distant place. He's a simple man. And in his understanding, he has brought me a gift, thinking that this is a very precious gift. So the king smiles and he says, "Oh, Jazakallah," and he puts it one side and tells his men to give him a nice place, a nice room, give him a nice, let him have a nice hot bath, give him a good hot meal, and see to his comfort. And so they do this. And then after he relaxes, and the next day he comes to the king, and the king gives him a nice bag of gold coins and thanks him even for the water that he had brought. And then the king sets him off, and so he's on his return journey, but the king tells his men, they take him via the boat. He had come on a certain route, now take him back and ferry him to his destination. So he goes now on the ferry and the boat, and he sees the blue, beautiful waters, the oceans. And then he realizes the king has far more precious. Look at what the king has got. And I brought this water thinking that the king doesn't have this. But look at the king, what noble character he had, and look how kind he was, and how generous, that he did not even reprimand me. He didn't say, "I don't need your water, and I've got plenty." Well, Rumi Ramadan brings this example, and he tries to illustrate to us to see. Look at our condition. Our roza, our salat, our tahajjud, our ishraq, our chash, our tilawat, our tarawih. So many deficiencies in it, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur. He readily accepts our little efforts. He's so kind, he overlooks the faults. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still accepts us, and not just accepts it, he rewards us. And he gives us, you know, multiple rewards on one little action that we do, and he just increases it. Subhanallah. It is something for us to ponder and reflect and realize, you know, how great Allah is and how kind Allah is. So 2 rakat shukr namaz is the first thing we need to do, and thank Allah for giving us this opportunity. And then of course, show this concern that, oh Allah, we beg you to accept our a'mal, whatever we did, accept it. You see, if you make shukr, then Allah will give you more of that ni'mat. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Then inshallah you will get many more Ramadan and a good spiritual uplifted Ramadan inshallah. And if we show this concern, this fear, Ya Allah, don't reject me. Ya Allah, accept me. Ya Allah, we beg you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower us with His mercy. So now we have come to the end of Ramadan. And hopefully we should have acquired some taqwa in our lives. Now it should be easy for us. Much more easier than previously, before Ramadan. Now it should be much more easier for us to refrain from all those things which are haram. And to do all those things which are permissible and commanded, we are commanded to do, to carry out that very easily. That's all. That is taqwa. In other words, whatever Allah has commanded us to do, now we should do it with enthusiasm, with vigor, and with some eagerness, and some zeal and enthusiasm. This namaz time, azan, we are ready to go towards the salah. And Quran Sharif, every day we are reading now. Dhikr, alhamdulillah, it's become part of my life. I cannot go to sleep without reading my surahs. I cannot start my work without saying Bismillah. The man has made salam, I must reply to his salam. He sneezes, he says, alhamdulillah, I must say alhamdulillah. So all these things have come into our lives. Now, to cast a lustful glance at some haram, I'm going to say no to it because whole Ramadan I didn't do it. The whole Ramadan when I did not watch a single episode on television, nothing, I didn't even on my television. So now, the next step is that don't keep the television in the home. If 1 month I could do without it, and very easily, and I manage it, I miss nothing, the easiest thing, just give the television away. Just take it out of the house. My life was so much more easier and peaceful without it. I had an illicit relationship before, and in the month of Ramadan, I stopped that illicit relationship. So I said no to her, and she said no to me, finish. We cut it off then. Now is the real test, now. After Ramadan, am I going to go back? Remember, shayateen will be released. They'll be unchained, unfettered. So we managed to keep our nafs in control. Alhamdulillah, it was enjoyable, and I didn't do any haram. Temptations will come. Temptations will come till we leave this world. But I've already been accustomed to fight my desires. That's the difference. Like you will find after Ramadan, after Eid, because we were so used to fasting during the day, and if a person is not fasting, of course, it's not compulsory to fast then. A 6 Shawwal fast, extremely, there's great rewards for it, and meritorious. So inshallah we should try and keep our 6 fast in Shawwal. But what my point is, when you're not fasting after Ramadan, because you were so used to abstaining from food, etc. during the day, now you go to eat and then you feel, no, I'm not supposed to be eating. And then you realize, no, you're not fasting. Because you're already accustomed to abstain from food and drink. So in the same way, you have already accustomed your life. You've brought it into a beautiful, a perfect system. So now it should be hard to commit this sin. Not easy. All we require now, all we require is 2 things. Himmat, the courage. And number 2, istiqamat, steadfastness. These 2 things. These are the 2 main ingredients that I'm leaving behind to all of our listeners today and myself, inshallah. Himmat, courage to abstain from that sin. I'm not going to go back to the drugs. I'm not going to go back to music. I'm not going to go back to zina. I'm not going to go back to any of those haram that I was doing. Because I enjoyed my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I really enjoyed dhikrullah. And enjoyed tirawat of the Quran. Oh, it was so beautiful. And then nafil when I went into sajda, I really felt so different. I felt so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this enjoyment, this pleasure, remember the bayan I gave on pleasure? This pleasure in obeying Allah is far greater than the other pleasure of sin. In fact, this is true pleasure, and that pleasure of sin, that's false. That is fake. That is bogus. So, himmat, courage, that come with me now, I'm not going to disobey my Allah. Because now I've befriended my Allah. I'm the friend of my Allah. And I'm going to do all the things that Allah is going to be happy with me. And the second thing is istiqamat. We have to be absolutely steadfast. So I mentioned yesterday in Quran, the bayan on Quran, that yes, because we're going to go back to work and etc. and so much of other work, so sometime we will come back home tired and we did not read our quota for the day, please, I mentioned, at least, minimum, is 3 verses, 3 ayat before going to sleep. Open the Quran, sit half a page, just half a page. And of course, if you can do better than that, one page at least every day. You know, I'm not going to sleep until I don't finish my one page. Open the Quran, make your wudu, make it your one page, read it properly, and then close it. And then, inshallah, this is now istiqamat. That those amal that you brought into your life, you are not going to just easily now discard it. You made such a great effort, and you built up an empire of good deeds. Don't just blow it down. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. This taqwa that we endeavored to achieve, inshallah. The effects of taqwa are such that now what we will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى. Those who have taqwa in their life, what are the effects of the athar of taqwa? They will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah ma'al ladhina taqwa. Allah is with those who have taqwa. So you're getting bushra from Allah, glad tidings. That means Allah is honoring you. Then you're getting the assistance. You're getting the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you are getting furqan. In tattaqullahi ja'al lakum furqana. You are getting the ability to discern right from wrong. When a person has got taqwa now in his heart, so this taqwa, the nur of taqwa, will show you what is right and what is wrong. You'll be able to discern right from wrong. And of course, taqwa is the means of a person, his sins being expiated and forgiven. He's pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him an increase in his rewards. So this also is another benefit of taqwa. And then Allah is going to give him ease in his life. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. His matters will become easy. And believe me, this is a benefit of taqwa. And there'll be an exit for him from all difficulties. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. وَيَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Plus Allah will provide for him from unseen sources. All on account of taqwa. Honored by Allah, assisted by Allah, the ability to discern right from wrong, being forgiven by Allah, getting tremendous rewards, there's ease in his life, there's an exit from difficulties, he's getting provision from unseen sources. And of course, he'll be safe from the azab of the qabr. He'll get entry into paradise. He'll be gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. He'll be getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he'll be getting success in the hereafter. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. He'll be getting success, foes, kamiyabi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and give you and give all of us, the whole ummah, the tawfiq of making amal on these simple advices. If we listened with sincerity, then inshallah, we will see the benefit of this in our life. Even after the month of Ramadan, I make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives me the health, the ability, the ikhlas, the sincerity, the taqat, the opportunity to still continue, inshallah, imparting these simple advices for myself and for all. Inshallah, we will continue our road on the spiritual rectification, this tazkiyah, cleaning our hearts, making sure our direction is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make mistakes, tawbah, istighfar. We come back onto sirat al-mustaqim and we continue this journey towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So even after a month of Ramadan, we shall continue our program. Allah give us the tawfiq and hidayat. But most importantly is that we make sincere tawbah. These last few hours, let us not waste our time. And one of the things I did mention in my bayan is do not engage in futile activities. And believe me, this is one thing that has really, really destroyed our lives. So really we can see, just on the issue of the moon, people will take on such silly remarks and jokes and make fun of everything. This is a serious thing. Allah talks about the moon. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَلِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. These are all serious things. It's not just a joke, and we make a joke of everything, and we get so happy. In reality, this is immaturity. We don't play around with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spread fake news and confuse people. And this is mischief. This is mischief. This is not the effect of taqwa. So we still have a chance to make tawbah istighfar. I'm not saying, as I mentioned, Sharia gives us place to be happy, to have some halal entertainment, to enjoy your life, but we don't destroy our deeds by doing foolish things and futile things. لا يعني بات. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. Allah was so kind, Allah is so kind, Allah loves us. My final message, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us try and unite our hearts, inshallah. If we have unity amongst us, then inshallah our deen will be strong and bring in our lives good character, akhlaq. So when we speak, when we deal with people, whether it's a social conduct, monetary deal, whatever it is, let us show and display and portray the true Islam. And this is what we are required to do now in our lives, in our country, throughout the globe, to show the non-Muslims the beauty of Islam, the light of Islam. Islam is a practical religion. Islam is a way of life. Islam teaches us everything: how to eat, how to sleep, how do we wake up. His mannerisms, the etiquette, is a sunnah way of life of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All solutions to our problems are found in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we have to bring: practical Islam. Our Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi's famous bayan: Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffah. He say, enter into Islam completely. Don't just cherry pick. Don't just pick and choose certain things. Let us bring complete Islam into our lives. In our lives, and let us give da'wat to others also, so that they may be safe from the fire of Jahannam, and they can also gain entry into Jannat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We make a short dhikr, and then a short dua, inshaAllah. I said, Daru Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Wa alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa 'azimi sultanik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us your ma'rifat, may Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, may Allah. Make us yours, may Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful. It has such a beautiful effect on our hearts, may Allah. Such sweetness on our tongue, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, come into our hearts, may Allah. Become ours, may Allah. Make us yours, may Allah. Ya Allah, we tried in the month of Ramadan to cleanse our filthy hearts, may Allah. Forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, may Allah. We are too weak, may Allah. Ya Allah, your kindness is so much that you still gave us one more day of Ramadan, may Allah. We're making shukr to you for this, may Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, Allah. Ya Allah, accept the last day of Ramadan. Accept all our tilawat, our azkar, our salatul taraweeh, our fasting, ya Allah, whatever ibadat we made, may Allah. Hazrat Maulana Rumi Ramal gave the example, ya Allah, that we described, explained in now, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are shakur, accept, may Allah, accept our ibadat. Hamari tooti puri mehnat ibadat ko kabool farma. Ya Allah, hum to bohat gunegar hai, ya Allah. Bohat gunegar hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become black and siyah, may Allah. Kala ho gaya hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you polish it. Ya Allah, you shine it, may Allah. Cleanse it, purify it first. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha. Wa zakkiha. Anta khairu mazakkaha. Anta waliyuha umula. Ey Malik Kareem, O Rahim, Allah, Ya Allah. We get such enjoyment in begging from you, my Allah. Don't take away this enjoyment from us, my Allah. Don't take away from us the ni'mat of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we enjoy begging. We enjoy tapping at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we enjoy knocking at your door, my Allah. Faqiruka bi babik, ubayduka bi finaik, wasailuka bi finaik. Ya Allah, this beggar has come at your door. This beggar is knocking at your door, my Allah. He's in your courtyard, my Allah. He's your slave, my Allah. He's your humble slave, my Allah. Your weak slave, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's spread out his hands before you, my Allah. He's not spread his hands in front of anybody else. He's not anybody else's slave but yours, my Allah. He's not anybody else's servant but yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's not gone to anybody else's palace. He's come to you, my Allah. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin, la taruddana khasirin. Don't make us go back as losers, my Allah. Ya Allah, then all our efforts in Ramadan will be in vain, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not like that, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are too kind, too kind, too kind, too generous, my Allah. You are too generous, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, whatever ibadat we made, accept it, my Allah. Whatever du'as we made, accept it. Our tawbah, accept it. And oh, my Allah, give us that himmat and courage to refrain from sins. Wallah, grant us istiqamat on taqwa, istiqamat on ta'at. Ya Allah, give us that ma'iyyati khasa, the close bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Illa abtu hamara banja. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat hogi. Ab to aaza, ab to khalwat ho gaye. Every other desire has come out of our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's just you now. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gaye. Ab to aaza, ab to khalwat ho gaye. Ya Allah, we're sitting in solitude, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, out of your wisdom, your hikmat, my Allah, you know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were kept, ya Allah, this lockdown, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we learned many lessons, my Allah. And oh, my Allah, we realize that we can do with so much. We can do without. We can do without so much of dunya in our lives. Ya Allah, we realize that we can live simple lives.
And only we need to go out for essentials. Of course, my Allah, oh masjid, my Allah, open your doors of the masajid, ya Allah. Besides that, my Allah, there's no real need for us to even go out, my Allah. Ya Allah, we learned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wal yasa'ka baytuk, that your house should be adequate for you. Oh my Allah, we learned from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amlik alayka lisanak, that we should exercise complete control of our tongues. Ya Allah, other times we talk so much of nonsense things, my Allah, and futile talks, my Allah. We are vulgar and harsh and cruel. Ya Allah, Ramadan has taught us, my Allah. Ya Allah, and being at home has taught us that we should be soft-hearted, kind, and not be vulgar, not being abusive, not being lewd. Oh my Allah, and we've learned from the hadith of Rasulullah, Mubki ala khatiyatik, that we should be crying over our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cried, my Allah, our tears have become dry now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired, my Allah, but you never become tired, my Allah. Have pity on our condition now, my Allah. Have pity on the entire ummah in the entire world, my Allah. Remove this difficulty, this waba, this bala and afat that has come completely, my Allah. Make it be a source of rahmat for the believers, my Allah. Make us kamilin, ya Allah, mu'mineen, kamilin, my Allah. Make us true dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow haq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us be on hidayat and hadin mahdiyin. Make us be on hidayat and make us become leaders and leading others to the path of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, innocent people, my Allah, they have love for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, and they come to us so that we may show them the road to you. Ya Allah, and if we are lost, my Allah, if we are astray of ourselves, then how are we going to lead others, my Allah? Hey Malik Kareem, ya Allah, guide us, put us into Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah, and make us become a guide and a means of billions of people connecting to you and gaining entry into Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hain. Ya Allah, we cannot make sacrifices, ya Allah, like how the Salaf al-Salihin made sacrifices, my Allah. Allah, they will stand for entire night, my Allah, in Salat. And the whole day they are fasting, my Allah. Ya Allah, we fasted, but we had such lavish iftar, my Allah. Even after Tarah, we have something to eat, my Allah. After programs, we have something to eat. Sari time, we have something to eat. We make a little bit ibadat, and we just want to retire to bed, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us consume only halal, only halal, only halal, my Allah. Give us the understanding, the shu'ur of earning halal and eating only halal, consuming halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, haram has come into our system, my Allah. There's laparwahi, ya Allah. There's don't care attitude, there's complacency when it comes to eating halal, my Allah. Oh, Malik-e-Kareem, we have seen the effects on our amal now, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e-Kareem, bring halal into our lives, halal systems, my Allah. And make us do it the right way, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, give us plentiful. Allah, and make us use it in the correct way in those avenues that you will become pleased with. Don't make us become lavish and extravagant, my Allah. Especially our weddings, my Allah. Our functions, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, give us hidayat in this. Ya Allah, help the people not to have those lavish festivals and functions and weddings and unnecessary expenditure in hiring halls and decorating those halls and music and intermingling and haram. Ya Allah, so much of food is wasted when there's Muslim children in the locations, my Allah. The indigenous have nothing to eat, my Allah. There's so many people in Africa, my Allah. Little children, ya Allah, we see some pictures sometimes. They only got bones, my Allah. Like skeletons, my Allah. They're trying to just put, licking some water from the ground, my Allah. Ya Allah, what answer are we going to give to you on the day of Qiyamah when you have mentioned, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Ya Allah, you will ask us for every ni'mat you bestowed upon us, my Allah. Even the cool water we drank on a hot day, Ya Allah, we are answerable to you for that on the day of Qiyamah. Hey, Malik Kareem, we just spend, Ya Allah, wildly, my Allah, without even thinking. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, hidayat, Ya Allah. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Show us the right path. Just change our lives. Make us become righteous. Make us become pious. Make us become correct, my Allah. Make us become, Ya Allah, how you want us to be, my Allah. Don't make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us go follow any other path. Ya Allah, guide us. Be happy with us, please. Ya Allah, become pleased with us. Ya Allah, if we make a mistake, bring us back onto Tawbah and Istighfar and help us to make amends quickly. Ya Allah, before maut comes to us, Ya Allah, grant us Tawbah and Nasuha and a change, complete change in our life, such that we must be in the list of your awliya. In the list of your mahbubin, your muqarrabin, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us more to iman, more in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, grant us shafa'at of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Hudi Kothur water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, may Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of Qabar, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever duas Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made, Ya Allah, holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, multazam. Ya Allah, rukn imani at Hajar Aswad, and the mizab-i rahmat in the Hatim, my Allah. Different occasion, my Allah. He made dua for us. Give us all the good Nabi Kareem asked for. Ya Allah, whatever he sought refuge from, Ya Allah, we are seeking refuge from those things as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. All those people, my Allah. Ya Allah, who listen to these programs, my Allah. Ya Allah, it was their sincerity, my Allah. It was their talab, my Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise we are useless, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are not suitable, we are not fit, may Allah. You gave me the tawfiq, Ya Allah. You give us the tawfiq to speak, you give us the tawfiq to listen. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, may Allah. Give us sa'adat, success in dareen, in this world and the hereafter, may Allah. Give us the beautiful bounties of Jannah and protect us from all the azab of Qabr and all the azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, accept our Ramadan, may Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those whose ihsan and kindness is upon us in any way, especially, my Allah, our beloved parents. And if they have passed on, my Allah, Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat. Make the qabr a garden and the gardens of paradise. Make us be such that we are recorded, my Allah, as dutiful and obedient children, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, and all those asatiza who taught us, my Allah, our mashayikh who guided us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our wives, my Allah, they make so much of effort at all the times, my Allah. And they support us, my Allah, so that we can have programs and we can call towards your oneness, my Allah, and towards the risalat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our children, our grandchildren, our family members, our relatives, our students, my Allah, our musallis of our masjid, my Allah, who always give us that moral support, my Allah. And all our friends who keep on phoning us, my Allah, and they keep on having the concern and muhabbat for us. Ya Allah, you give them from the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, don't make them suffer. Don't make the children or grandchildren, the progeny suffer. Don't make anyone leave the fold of Islam, my Allah. Those who have left the fold of Islam, bring them back onto hidayat and sirat and mustaqim. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. In so many homes, my Allah, there's a husband and wife problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, the marriage is not working. So many homes, Ya Allah, there's no food to eat. There's a financial problem. Different ailments, different sicknesses, different problems, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allah, this last day of Ramadan, make it be the best day of Ramadan for us, my Allah. And the day of Eid, let it be a Eidun Sa'id for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a happy occasion. Allah, don't let there be any taklif on the Musliman on that day, especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, we'll just have one more program tomorrow, Asr time at 4:45, inshallah. Our normal durood and salam and dua program tomorrow, inshallah, hopefully, we make the niyat that tomorrow that will be our last program.